thank you, Picker. I like hearing that song first thing here on Sunday morning. And good morning to all you listeners out there. My name is R.T. Lowe, and you're listening to For Your Information here on KTHT 97.1, Your Country Legends, Houston, Cleveland. For Your Information is a public affairs program, and we talk to somebody in the area about things that they do and that it goes on in the community. And I have a great guest today. Her name is Frieda Joyce, and she is the Marketing and Tourism Director, as well as she oversees the Cleveland Civic Center and all of the things that the city has out there for the public. So if you're available, Frieda, are you still online?
I'm still here. Good morning, everybody.
She and I were talking just before we went on the air. I guess you would call them the technology gremlins have jumped out on them, both of us today.
Yes, phones and computers both. But we're good now.
It's amazing how dependent we've become on those computers, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. We're not a pen and pencil society anymore.
Oh, well. I wonder if they still go to the front of the class and sharpen their pencils at all.
Probably not. Probably mechanical pencils, if they even use them.
Yeah. Well, as things have moved on, the city has moved on. It's got a lot of things that have changed over the years, but let's first of all tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do for the city of Cleveland.
Oh, I sure will. Like I said, I'm the CVB Tourism and Marketing Director for the city of Cleveland, and I oversee the Cleveland Civic Center, which is a large event center that we rent out for people's events. We also oversee Stansel Expo Center, where we have our Dairy Days event, trail rides, and all kinds of different activities over there. And also, we oversee the Municipal Park out on 321, where softball is held and football is held. So we can get pretty busy.
Okay, real quick question. I know you do the football and softball, but do football? Do you do soccer out there?
The soccer has not gotten started there yet. We've had some inquiries about that. We do have the capability to have soccer out there, but that has not happened yet. We've had some people looking at it for that, but right now it's busy with baseball and football soon to start.
It's good to see the place being used as much as it is now.
It is, and we've upgraded. We've got some playground equipment out there now, and it's a great place to go and just hang out with your kids.
Cleveland needed an additional park, and that's going to be hopefully a good location. I understand there might be quite a bit of subdivision work out there.
There are some developments coming into the city, and kind of on the east and the west end of town. So hopefully things will just get bigger and better as we go along.
The city has so many things now. Years ago, we had maybe a couple of areas other than the Stansel Park area with the for the animals and the covered arena. There was a log house, which those things are still out there, but there's so much more that the city has available.
Oh, yeah. We still have the log cabin, which rents out all the time. Right now, for our log cabin civic center, we are booked out till the end of the year on our weekends for both facilities. We've got people booking into 2018 already.
Wow.
Stansel Expo Center is still used quite heavily. Log cabin, you know, people are always having birthday parties, baby showers, family reunions. You know, we just had a trail ride in here this past weekend. So always something going on.
Everybody likes log cabin.
Yes.
For us long-time residents, it has a lot of memories in it.
Yes. We just had our Clean Up Cleveland event in there a couple weeks ago, and held it out of the log cabin in the pavilion, where a lot of citizens came out and helped us do an overall cleanup of the city.
And when you talk about the log cabin, it's located in, what's the new term for Stansel now?
It's called Stansel Expo Center.
And it, because it has been increased and modernized quite a bit, the covered pavilion there, do you have a guesstimation on how many it seats?
Let's see, you could probably get in anywhere from 150 to about 200 people in there.
And that's an audience area, folks. That doesn't include all the open area out where the arena actually is.
Right. It doesn't include the arena, the log cabin, any of that.
So if you ever have a chance or a need for a big open area, you can contact the city. They do have that, but you better plan in advance.
Yes. Please don't call the day before you want to have an event, because it's most likely not available.
Or even the month before, folks.
Yeah, the way things are going right now, which is great, like I said, we are booked out until 2018.
And the Civic Center itself, now that's... Well, let me say this real quick. We're speaking with Frieda Joyce. Among her many titles, she's a marketing and tourism director for the city of Cleveland, and she's in charge of all the city amenities like the Cleveland Civic Center and the different parks. We were talking about the Civic Center. It has tons of things that go on it. Can you tell us, just explain the Civic Center for us? What is it?
Well, the Civic Center is a 20,000 square foot facility with a 9,000 square foot ballroom that you can rent as a whole, a half, or in quarters. We also have what we call a caterer's kitchen. We have a boardroom, and we also have conference room that are all available to rent. A lot of our events, we have some large events here. We hold a lot of weddings, a lot of quinceañeras, class reunions, family reunions, birthday parties. It's available for any type of conferences and or meetings, and it's busy all the time.
As she says, it can take something small, like a birthday party or such, or a big event like I think the school reunions are pretty good size, some of them.
Some of those are pretty good size. We're going to be hosting here in August the new teachers for the Cleveland ISD. There's going to be approximately about 650 of them here. The new teachers, the existing teachers and staff holding their breakfast that they do every year. And, we're going to be setting up for about 650 of them.
That's a lot of folks.
That's a lot.
And if you're interested, I'm going to go ahead and get you to give the contact information.
Absolutely.
And then we'll get into talking about some of the things that have been going on.
Absolutely. We are located at 210 Peach Avenue in Cleveland, Texas. Our phone number here at the Civic Center is 281-592-2395, and Stansel Expo Center is right across the street. So if you're interested, want to stop by, take a tour, we're happy to give you a tour anytime, and look at the calendar and see when we can get your event scheduled.
And you do have a lot of events. As we're speaking here into the first week of July, 4th of July is over with, and people are starting to settle back into having their normal work and activities. But we have a lot of activities planned for the Civic Center and for the park area, right?
Oh, we do. We've got one of our big activities. It's only the third year that we've done it, but it has increased tremendously in the first 2 years. We do our back to school event in August of every year. This year it's going to be on August 4th, which is a Friday, and it's from 5 to 7. And we solicit local businesses to come represent their business and hand out a free school supply to the kids, whether
Wow.
it be notebook, pencil, pen, rulers, glue sticks. Last year we had the Army recruiters out front with some of their big vehicles, which the kids absolutely loved climbing on and looking at. We usually have the fire department truck here. Police department usually comes. We're hoping to get the school here with their dog this year. We're still accepting applications for the vendors to come in. The first year we had about 300 kids. Last year we had over 500 kids come through. So this year we're telling vendors, if you're going to participate, please have at least between 500 and 600 school items to hand out. And the reason we do this is because a lot of families can't afford school supplies, and a lot of them have multiple children in the school system. And it's we get so many thank yous from these families that we provide the school supplies for their kids. Last year, I believe we had over 40 businesses come and hand out school supplies. And it was great. It was really great. And hopefully we're going to keep this going for many years to come.
And this is something, as you said, it's going to grow because, well, recently spoke with the superintendent for Cleveland Schools, and he was just astonished that the school grew 20% in 9 months.
It's amazing, isn't it?
And that's a lot of more students coming in, and a percentage of those are going to need some help. And I can't imagine a better way to help these young people as they're starting out than helping them with school supplies.
That's right. And, you know, with our new housing developments coming in the next couple of years here, it's even going to grow even more and more.
Oh, yeah. The school and the area is going to grow. We have better accept that and get on the program. But
we're just trying to keep up.
try to keep up. I think one of the things that's amazing is the participation from the different businesses. But this is a good way for them to get their name out to the community, too.
Exactly.
Isn't it?
Because the parents come, the grandparents come. Everybody, you know, is issued a bag when they come in the door. They go through. They go around, collect school supply from everybody. They have a chance to, you know, pick up business cards from the businesses, brochures, different things like that. So it benefits everybody.
And as you said, we have some things that the kids can have fun with. It's not all just standing in line and picking things up and visiting with the different businesses that are helping out. But I love the idea that the military are bringing their equipment out there to play with and to look at.
Yeah, and they have some big vehicles, let me tell you. We don't get a tank because we can't drive the tank on the roads through town.
I was going to say that.
No tanks, but we have some of their big equipment that's usually out front for the kids.
Yeah, tanks are bad on city roads.
Yeah.
Stick with vehicles with rubber tires.
There you go.
But there's some big vehicles out there that do a lot
impressive.
Of things.
Very impressive.
And the kids will get a chance to look at those things. And, you know, a lot of those are going to be memories for the young people for a long time. That's something they'll remember when they get up going into college. I remember when I got to crawl up on top of one of those people movers. And I imagine some of them will remember long enough to sign up for the military.
There you go. They may do that.
And the fire department's going to be out there. That'll be always fun for the kids to look at the fire trucks. And
fire trucks are always a big draw. And yeah, the kids love that.
There's just a lot of bright, shiny stuff on fire trucks. You know, they got knobs and things everywhere.
Yes, and they make noise.
Oh, yeah, big
noise.
So
there you go.
And we're speaking with Frieda Joyce. She is the marketing and tourism director for the city of Cleveland, and as well as the Cleveland Civic Center, the different parks and recreation areas in town, the different availabilities the city has to serve the people. And you don't have to be a citizen of the city of Cleveland to use these things. As a matter of fact, Cleveland is kind of a strange situation. It itself is under 10,000 people, according to the census. But just outside of the city limits, it shoots up to 70 to 100,000 people that we serve, right?
Correct. That's very correct, and we have a lot of people that come here and utilize our facilities for their events and come to all the, you know, the Hometown Christmas and the Bunny Blast and the different events that we have throughout the year.
And while we're on that, let's talk about some of the things you see. Now, the ones coming up immediately we were just talking about, once again, it's Return to School, or what is that?
We call the School Spectacular.
School Spectacular.
And we still need businesses to sign up. So
how would they go about that?
Just give us a call.
Okay.
Just give us a call at that 281-592-2395. We'll get you on the list, and you show up that day, and we provide the tables and everything for you, and just hand out your stuff and enjoy the fun.
And it will be a lot of fun.
It is.
You do a lot of things at the Civic Center and around, but we have a lot of events that you are involved in. You want to talk about some of those?
I can. I mentioned Clean Up Cleveland that we had a couple weeks ago.
And that's a great thing.
That was a great thing, and that was a citywide cleanup event. We had about 160, 170 people show up to help us with that. And we provide door prizes, food. They got a T-shirt. Some local businesses sponsored that, and so that turned out real well. Like I said, School Spectacular coming up. In October, we have our Fall Festival, which is on October 7th, which is a Saturday. It's from 10 to 5. We're still working on all the details with that, but again, it's vendors that come and sell their homemade items, food. We're looking at possibly having some carnival rides for it this year, maybe some music. And then in December, we have our big hometown Christmas event, which is one of our largest events that, for turnout every year. That's going to be on December 1st, which is a Friday, starting at noon and running till about 8 o'clock that night. And on Saturday, the 2nd, is when we have Santa here. Yeah. We have the live entertainment. We have the Christmas tree contest. We have the coloring contest for the kids in the school system. And then that night, we wrap it all up with our big overall lighted parade that goes through town.
And everybody loves the Christmas.
Yes.
We do have a lot of events here in Cleveland that people can get in and participate in the community.
Yes.
And some of the things that we do, all of us try to participate as much as we can, are volunteers for these different events. They're always helpful.
Right. We have a committee called the Unity Committee, and they're like an arm of the city, and they are volunteers that help us with the hometown Christmas event and our bunny blast and things like that. And without them, we just wouldn't be able to pull all this off because we have a small staff here at the Civic Center, and those days get long, and it's nice to have a little bit of break and for those volunteers to step in and help us out.
And folks, if you would like to help or volunteer, or maybe you'd just like to help with some of the things, you don't have to participate in everything. But I imagine if you contact Frieda Joyce at the Civic Center, she will be glad to contact the Unity Committee and get them connected, right?
Exactly. We try to meet on a monthly basis and go over what's going on and who needs to do what, and we just go from there.
And you can always use more hands and ideas.
That's right.
Back to the different things that goes on at the Civic Center. What else do we have coming up after the school event?
A lot of our events here are individual renters events.
Okay.
So our next one is the School Spectacular, and then we jump to our October event and then into December. We have a lot of people that are renting through those months with the holidays for Christmas parties and Thanksgiving and different things like that. So a lot of those events are by our renters.
Okay, and like the Chamber of Commerce will have a couple of things going on. I know they're going to have an outdoor show there, right?
They have their chamber lunches here every month.
Oh, that's right.
And they are having, I believe it is on October, I want to say let me look at my calendar here real quick so I don't get anybody messed up. They have their big music fest coming up in October. And that is actually going to be a two-day event for them. And that is going to be here the 21st and 22nd of October, which is a Saturday and a Sunday.
Wow.
That's their music festival, and it'll be here at the Civic Center and at Stansel.
Yeah, I know that I've talked to them about that. They're going to have all types of bands and all types of music. Right. Even as we were talking, the high school jazz band is going to play.
Yes.
But they're going to have a lot of professional bands, even some Zydeco.
Yes, the professional bands, I think they have 8 or 9, and they're all going to be over in the Stansel Expo Center in the arena. And the high school bands, because they have bands from different schools coming, those will all be performing over here in the Civic Center in the ballroom.
So that's kind of a combination of two things, a throwback to the days a lot of people may not even know it used to occur. Near the railroad tracks, the Cleveland band and the Targington groups would entertain the citizenry out there in what was at the time called the Mall, which was actually a cleared out area because the train ran through there.
There you go.
But when there wasn't a train, it was used for a gathering spot. And I'm sure they made sure that those two events didn't take place at the same time.
Yep.
But for the obvious reason. But yes, they used to have the band from the high school play there, and it was a big community event. I think this will be nice. And everybody likes the music festivals.
Yes.
So you got that coming up, and there's just so many things that you can do with the different facilities the city of Cleveland has.
That's right. And we've had circuses over at Stansel. We've had circuses inside the Civic Center, even in the ballroom.
Really? I did not know that.
We have. We've got another one that's hopefully coming up in September that'll be at the Stansel Expo Center. We have yet to get that date confirmed, but it's a big top circus, so... hopefully that'll draw in a lot of people, and they don't have to drive a great distance to get to the circus when they're in Houston.
Young people don't have these events as often as it once was. It used to be huge events for the circus to come to town and stuff. Now they come by so seldom compared to years ago. Of course, there was fewer things to do years ago.
That's true.
Yeah, there's a lot more things going around. Carnivals would come to town on a regular basis, but now there's permanent carnivals all over Houston, as they say. If you were going to say the busiest part of your job, what would you say it is?
Oh, gosh. My busiest part of the job is getting events, because we put on a lot of these events ourselves to bring tourism into the city, and it takes a lot of time. And people don't realize how much time the staff spends behind the scenes. When you come to an event, there was a lot of work that goes into those events behind the scenes. Phone calls, emails, checking insurance, getting everything scheduled appropriately, follow-ups. And it's a lot of work. And so when you come to an event, there was a lot of behind the scenes that goes on before that event even happens. You know, Bunny Blast is a good example. When we put out between 14 and 16,000 plastic eggs filled with candy, that takes weeks and weeks of people sitting and stuffing those eggs. And those people are city staff. It's the advocate staff helps out. Unity committee staff helps out. Our fire department helps out. Everybody's offices are full of eggs, stuffing eggs for that event.
And, you know, a lot of people don't think that through. Tell them again how many eggs that is.
I believe this year we had close to 16,000, not 1,600, 16,000 eggs.
That is a, you know, I have five granddaughters, love them all. and putting out a few eggs, you know, maybe two dozen, maybe three dozen, because that's about all my old hands will work at a time.
Uh-huh.
But I can't even imagine 1,000 eggs, much less 16,000.
Yes. All those eggs and all that candy are all contributed by businesses and local citizens. They might give us a dollar, money donation to go and buy eggs and candy. Some of them go buy it, they deliver it, and then we put it all together. So it's another community-wide event.
And the community benefits from it greatly. And, of course, the kids, it will be a memory they will always have. When you see these things go on, I guess it has to be uplifting to you, but it's a lot of work to get it to that point.
It's a lot of work, but it's very rewarding. And it's a lot of fun. So we enjoy doing it.
And we talked about some of the events and things like that. If you don't mind, if someone wanted to have an event at the Civic Center, or if they wanted to get Stancil, how will they go about doing that? And where can they learn more about it?
They can just give us a call at 281-592-2395. We have a city website that they can go to and look at the we try to keep pictures out there and things that are going on. So they can go to our city website. They can look us up on Facebook. Always, give us a call. We're here during the week from 8 to 5, the administrative staff. They can just stop in and see us. And we can give them a tour. We have brochures with our pricing. We have tourism brochures. And we can help them get their event going so they have some memorable experiences.
And if you don't mind, again, let's go over the different venues that you have available out there, starting with the, if you would like, we could go like from east to west across the city.
When you're on 321, we have the Municipal Park. When you come into town on Peach Street, we have the Civic Center and Stancil Expo Center. They're just right across the street from each other.
All right, and these different activities in the different areas, as you said, the park area has recreational swing sets and things like that, right?
Correct.
Playground equipment. And then there's the different, I guess you'd call it housing venues at the Stancil Park and the Civic Center.
Correct. Stancil Park, we have several. We have the arena, we have the log cabin, we have the pavilion, we have a concession area. Municipal Park has a nice concession stand, too. At the Civic Center, we have all the different rooms inside that can be rented. We also have a covered pavilion outside that was built 2 years ago where some people have been having their weddings and then having their reception inside the Civic Center. So we have a lot of options.
Really do. I have one quick question because I'm an old guy. Do we still have the big barbecue pits out at Stancil?
Yes, we do.
Some of the finest pits in the world they built out there, folks.
Yep, they've been there a long time, and they are still very usable.
So there's a lot of things that are available for the folks in the greater Cleveland area. If you're from here, or even if you're not, maybe that you'd like to put on an event in this area. The city has personnel and the places to help you take care of your needs in that area. One more time, Frieda, you want to tell them how to get a hold of you?
Give us a call at 281-592-2395. And if you want to stop by and visit, we're at 210 Peach Avenue in Cleveland.
Well, Frieda, I appreciate you taking the time to be on the program and telling us about the things coming up, especially the school spectacular. That's going to be a lot of fun.
It is.
All right. We'll see you then.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Well, I guess that wraps it up for Cox Radio. For your information here on Sunday morning, we appreciate you listening. And pick or key up that flat top and take us on home.